Hey my friend, this is Ola from lolaandola.com, back here discussing wife makes no effort in bed. Your wife does not make any effort in bed, okay? This is very common, by the way. This is a very common issue, and there's a lot that we need to know in order to know how to help you if you're experiencing this problem. But let me point out a few things that you probably should pay attention to, okay? A wife not making any efforts in bed is a sign of many things, okay? Could be signs of many things, okay? The last thing that should be on your mind, by the way, is she not interested in you sexually anymore? That's the last thing. Is it a possibility? Yes, it's a possibility, but it should be the last thing on your mind, because keep in mind that before a woman can get into the headspace where they are making efforts in bed, there's a lot that has to have happened, okay? Now, for a man, there are a lot of studies that show that men will actively, like even if we're going through the worst things in life, let's say we lost our job, we're financially, we're not feeling good, we're not feeling adequate, we're not feeling fulfilled. There are many studies that show that, you know, one way we can get over that is to just have sex and we'll be fine. But a typical woman doesn't operate that way. If things are wrong, if things are off in the other aspects of their life, they're not going to want to be a part of some kind of sexual activity with you, even regular sex. How much more asking them to make efforts, right? So if somebody says, my wife is not making efforts in bed, that means you're having sex, but she's not doing anything. She's just lying down there and you do your thing and you keep it moving. And I understand you. If you're like me, I like my wife to participate. I like the idea when my wife is also initiating and participating and also being involved and doing some things. I also enjoy giving, okay? And usually a lot of people will try to find like a sweet balance of equal balance between two spouses, two partners. Like now you should be doing equal. But in real life doesn't work like that. Life is not perfect. It's not symmetrical, okay? It can feel symmetrical if you guys are having fun, but it's not symmetrical, like meaning it's not like equal like that, right? So the way it works is that you bring what you have and I bring what I have and then we're having a good time. That's how you started dating. That's how you fell in love. That's how you were attracted to each other. But things have changed, right? Maybe you're having kids. Maybe life has happened. Maybe you lost a job. Maybe she lost a parent, right? Maybe there are things going on personally with her, mentally speaking. And the first step you want to do is make sure you're doing proper listening, okay? You need to understand what are the underlying reasons why she's not making any effort in bed. Okay, now, if she's not having sex at all, then you'll be worried about all that. If she's just not making any effort, there's a good chance that the excitement is dissipating, right? She lost the excitement, the butterflies that she used to have, that the excitement, the fact that she used to look forward to that, she lost all of that, right? So I'm gonna give you a couple of tips to see if you can revive things, okay? But just keep in mind that whatever you already do right now, whatever I'm recommending, make sure it's the opposite of it, okay? Because the idea is you want to bring in some excitement, okay? And anything that's old will become boring, okay? Anything that's readily available becomes boring. It's not just women and men, it's not just husband and wife, it's anything in life, right? It's demand and supply. So see how you can do some inventory in your dynamics and your activities during the course of the day. You may have been just very predictable, okay? If you're very predictable, there is a good chance that you're boring, okay? So maybe not particularly you, that's why you don't want to take it personally, but the dynamic of your particular relationship is now boring to her. You haven't caught that fire yet because rejection breeds obsession. You're being rejected right now, so you can't see that. But the relationship itself is probably boring right now. But she caught that signal first before you. So now, before you could catch it, you're feeling rejected and now you're obsessed, right? And when I say all of that, again, don't overthink that. Just think of it as some kind of scientific experiment in front of you. But you need to bring in some excitement into your relationship. If you don't have that, no, she's not going to make any extra effort in bed. Now, you're lucky if you're still sleeping and just allowing you to do your thing, right? You're very lucky because that means you can switch things around. You can literally say, hey, let me avoid her tonight. Let me leave her alone. Not necessarily avoid, but give her some space so she can miss you and invite you back into the situation, right? How long should you wait? Again, that time that you're taking off is not just to be waiting. That's not the idea. The idea is to find other things you could do to spice things up, right? You could buy some other things, okay? So there are things you can learn that can excite her. So you could start with a conversation. Say, what excites you? I was just wondering. I'm curious, what excites you? What is exciting to you right now in your life? I know I'm here, just pretend I'm not here. What is exciting to you that you would find exciting right now? Like, maybe you've never asked that question before. Maybe it's the first time you're asking that question. And that kind of conversation can stimulate her, okay? And all you have to do is listen, okay? All you have to do is listen. And if you listen to a woman, if your woman feels heard, you'll be able to penetrate every aspect and every part of her life and her body and her soul and her mind. Does that make sense? Okay, so let me give you the tip again one more time. First of all, two things, okay? Excitement. There are things, it's not exciting right now, but you can bring in some excitement by simply asking a provoking question and say, hey, what is exciting right now for you? What do you find exciting, or what would you find exciting right now? That's like two questions in one already. What is exciting for you right now? She'd be like, why do you want to know? I'm just curious. And then you have a little spark on your face and you're not asking for sex. You're not asking for any of those things. You're just having a conversation. If you do that long enough and she feels heard, you'll be able to penetrate her and then she will participate more. And then also, if you want to introduce anything else into your sexual relationship, then she will have even more opening and listening ears to hear what you have to say without being defensive. All right, but you'll be able to catch your game. So it's about having a game of being able to listen. That's what it comes down to. All right, so hopefully you've been enlightened, educated. I'll see you on the next video. Make sure you subscribe to the channel, like, share. I'll continue to bring these videos. Thank you. I'll see you on the next one. Now, don't forget to go grab the free book. Go to lolaandola.com and grab the free book so you can master this stuff by simply reading the book 10 to 15 times. If you don't master this, you're probably going to fail again, because again, we get complacent, we come back to our center, and we become the same old person. All right, I will see you on the next one, and peace.